This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We lead the program today with a story from the Global Economy Comes at You Fast, You Gotta Keep Up file. The Ford Motor Company announced this morning it's cutting 7,000 salary jobs worldwide, about 10% of its white-collar employees. It's all part of a big multi-year restructuring program that CEO Jim Hackett has embarked upon. You might remember, though, that Ford made it through the financial crisis without the bankruptcy filings that GM and Chrysler had to make, and the F-150 pickup truck has been a bestseller and huge profit maker for decades now. But as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, Ford, along with all the other car companies, is gearing up for a more challenging future.
The auto industry is anticipating some major technological disruption to its business. But as part of planning for that, Michelle Krebs at Auto Trader says companies have to keep doing what they're doing.
Automakers absolutely cannot take their eye off the ball of today's business, because that is what is creating the funding to finance this future that we don't know when it's going to happen.
That future for Ford, which wants to be a mobility company, means getting into all sorts of things, from bike sharing programs to self-driving robo-taxis. Uncertainty, though, is always hard to plan for, says Stephanie Brinley, analyst at IHS Market.
You're seeing it in some of the financial results. You're seeing it in different cost-cutting programs at different automakers. Ford's not alone in trying to balance this at all.
Car companies worry that one day people may choose not to own a vehicle and just use an app like Uber or Lyft, which are worth tens of billions of dollars. Robo-taxis could hasten that shift even more. GM bought an autonomous startup, Cruise, for a reported $500 million. Tech companies with deep pockets like Google's parent, Alphabet, have their own self-driving ambitions. Sam Fiorani at Consultants Auto Forecast Solutions says Ford is investing too.
I would say they're doing a very good job of it. They're just not promoting it yet, but they are moving forward and looking forward to the next era in the automotive industry.
And all that's really clear about that next era is that it's going to need as much money as possible to compete in, even if that means cuts today. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.